Desert Rose is a sympathetic, personal remembrance of Coretta Scott King by one who knew her best. It is not academic or highly researched. Others will be doing that. This book is warm, intimate, in a readable, plain style, and offers Mrs. King's story, quote, through the eyes of her sister, end quote, Edith, a perspective by definition that no one else can have. Also, the publishing history of this manuscript tells us this is not a memoir written by an elderly person looking back after 6 or 7 decades, the memories colored by nostalgia or the judgments of history. Bagley tells us she wrote this book in 66, 67, and 68 at the insistence of her sister. Following Martin's assassination, however, Coretta was asked to write her own memoir, My Life with Martin Luther King Jr., and this book was, quote, put on hold and then canceled, end quote. Now, thanks to the UA Press and Coretta's daughter, 44 years later, we have it. Loosely speaking, the memoir is divided into 3 parts, before and during Coretta's marriage to Martin and carrying on alone after his death. The middle section contains the most familiar material. During their marriage, Mrs. King was of necessity the wife of Martin and the mother of 4 children. She was his chief support and counselor, but, perhaps surprisingly to some, had strong opinions and important activities of her own. Coretta Scott was born in Crossroads, Alabama, in North Perry County, on April 27, 1927. Mother and father, Bernice and Obie Scott, worked hard and prospered against long odds. Grandparents on both sides owned their own farms, and Dad was determined to rise still further. Obie Scott farmed and also ran a barbering business, a taxi business, a trucking company, a sawmill, and a country store. Despite death threats and beatings from resentful whites, he endured. Coretta Scott came from strong stock indeed. After attending the Crossroads School, which was a Rosenwald school, Coretta, like her older sister Edith, moved on to the Lincoln School in Marion, which was for her, quote, an oasis in an intellectual desert, a place filled with ideas and stimulation for learning, end quote, and then to Antioch College in Ohio, one of 6 black students. Coretta studied music, even sang on a program with Paul Robeson, and then moved on to the New England Conservatory of Music in Boston, where she met Martin, then a Ph.D. student at BU. After a brief courtship, they were married on June 18, 1953, in part, as she told her sister Edith, because, quote, Martin reminds me so much of our father, end quote. She would later give freedom concerts as fundraisers for the civil rights movement. The Kings were married for 18 years, through the 382-day Montgomery bus boycott, the strife in Birmingham, having their home bombed, and Dr. King's exhausting, dangerous work for the movement. There were periods of discouragement, but also spectacular highs, such as the Nobel Peace Prize in 1964. After Martin's death in 1968, the author tells us, Coretta worked as hard as ever, fighting apartheid in South Africa, organizing the King Papers, establishing the King Center for Nonviolent Social Change, and pushing for the Martin Luther King holiday. Coretta Scott King lived an amazing and productive 38 years after the death of her husband, and fully deserves this readable, warm biography by one who loved her.